It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, Jake, what are some of the guests that we have from the fine folks at home as far as who's on the list, who doesn't want to make the list, and maybe should be on the list in their opinion? You went 5 for 6.
Yes.
You took some guesses during the break. You went 5 for 5 right out the gate. The sixth one kerfuffled you just a little bit. Not that he doesn't deserve to be on the list, but I want to see what the techs have to say.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of people feel there might be some obvious ones. A lot of mentions of Sue here.
Yep.
From Ohio Husker and 0122 says Sue looked like he played against children when he threw them. So there's that. Tommy's guess is Crouch Green, Sue, Abdullah, David Prince.
Ooh, very close. Very close. Anybody else got any guesses?
That looks like all the guesses for now.
Okay, so here we go. And if you haven't noticed, it goes by eras. So the next is 98 to 2000, Dominic Raiola. All right, Raiola is the first, and as of 2024 season, the only Nebraska player to win the Remington Trophy. So technically, Dave Remington didn't win the Remington Trophy because it came out after he was done playing. Okay, and that was during the 2000 season, honoring the country's top collegiate center and named for the Cornhuskers legend, Dave Remington. Raiola was the first true freshman Nebraska offensive lineman to start since 1991, which was Will Shields. When his time at Nebraska came to an end, Raiola was a two-time first-team All-Big 12 selection, consensus All-American. He was also a finalist for both the Lombardi and Outland Trophy. Next up, Heisman Trophy winner Eric Crouch. All right, Nebraska's most recent Heisman Trophy winner, Crouch, claimed the coveted award in 01 when he threw for 1,510 yards, ran for 1,115 yards with 18 touchdowns, 11 more touchdowns than he threw that season. All right, for his career, Crouch ran for 3,434 yards, the most by any Nebraska quarterback and the fourth highest total in school history. His 59 career rushing touchdowns are the most by any Cornhusker at any position. Think about that. His 59 career rushing touchdowns as a quarterback are the most by any Cornhusker at any position. Did you know that?
I did.
I did too. I just wanted to emphasize it, okay?
I mean, I didn't then. Great,
oh, okay.
Great info.
Crouch's 7,915 total yards of offense ranks fourth among all Cornhuskers, a two-time Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. Crouch was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as well in 2020. All right. I'm going to come back because I'm just going to go in order. This is the one you didn't get, but he's Nebraska's all-time career tackles leader, too. All right. And one of my former teammates, Barrett Rood. Let's see, 01 to 04. When it comes to finding the ball carrier, nobody in Nebraska has made more tackles than Rood. 432. Just, wow, for a career. Rood might not be as decorated. This is me reading, to be clear. Rood might not be as decorated as others on this list, but the effort he gave as a Cornhusker won't soon be forgotten. A first-team All-Big Ten performer. That would have been Big 12 in 2004. Rood ranks first in school history with 218 solo tackles, and his 16 against Kansas State are still a single-game record. Rood is among the school's all-time leaders with 50 tackles for loss. All right. Next up, I'm going to shock you. 06 to 09, Ndamukong Suh. When it comes to a memorable individual season in the history of college football, the 2009 performance from Suh remains as one for the ages. Suh led the Cornhuskers in tackles, 85 tackles for loss, 24 in sacks, 12. When a defensive tackle leads you in sacks, that's hard to do. It's harder to get sacks from the inside, tackles for loss. And then he led the team in tackles with 85. That deserves a holy Moses Malone right there. All right. He also blocked 3 kicks and broke up 10 passes. Think about
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
That 10 PBUs. How many DBs have 10 PBUs in a season? That's crazy. Let's see. As the most dominant defender in the college game at the time, he was named College Football Player of the Year by the AP and won just about every major national award. For his career at Nebraska, Sue is second in school history with 57 tackles for loss and tied for fourth with 24 sacks. All right, next up, Lavonte David, which is amazing considering he was only here for 2 years. Yet, I'm not surprised to see him on this list. You said his name when you were guessing and you didn't know the list. To do that in only 2 years, and what's he, about 15 years deep in the NFL now?
Yeah.
Honestly, London Fletcher and Lavonte David may be the most two underrated NFL football players I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's crazy to me. All right. After David's collegiate career began at Fort Scott Community College in Kansas, he made the most of his two seasons with the Cornhuskers. Now, he did something I don't think I've ever seen, but we're going to get to that in a second. If they don't talk about it, I will. David recorded 285 career tackles, the fifth most in only 2 years in school history. Of those tackles, 149 were solo. All right, the sixth most, says sixth mouth at the in the article, sixth most at Nebraska. 28 were TFLs. In 2010, Nebraska was named Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year when he posted a school record, 152 tackles. Then after the corners switched conferences, he was tabbed Big 10 Linebacker of the Year one season later. That was it. Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, the Conference Player of the Year on defense in one conference, the Conference Linebacker of the Year in the other conference, first team all conference in two different conferences back-to-back years. All right. Amir Abdullah, 11-14. Abdullah never received the national accolades like most others on this list, but he certainly left his mark on the Cornhuskers football program. He ranked second in Nebraska history, 4,588 rushing yards, joining Mike Rozier as the only Cornhusker to top the 4,000-yard mark. His 39 rushing TDs also ranks fifth in school history. An all-Big 10 first-teamer, Abdullah twice ran for more than 1,600 yards in a season, 13-14, and averaged 24.9 yards per punt return. Can you imagine if we had a guy who averaged 25 yards per punt return right now? And 10.2 yards, this would also be awesome, per kick return while returning two for touchdowns during his career. All right, so who are some of the folks that they thought might be left off the list that the Texans thought maybe should be on the list?
There was one thought about Rozier, said usually came out after the second series in the second half. That's from 7518. Bill and Bennett says...
Hold on, saying he shouldn't be on the list?
No, he's just saying he should have had more numbers because he usually came out in the second half. That's an argument for many a Husker.
That makes more sense.
Bill and Bennett says, hard to leave Lawrence Phillips off the list for me. I also noticed, was Amon Green left off the list?
Yeah.
That's very surprising.
Anybody else to mention?
Turner, nobody else mentioned it, but Turner Gill would be another one that I could think of. Maybe could be on the list. Alex Henry, the school's all-time leading rusher. You know, pick your choice to Ralph Brown, Mike. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Adam Carricker.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that last one, even though I know you don't mean it. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're up there.
I appreciate it. Anyone else?
I mean, there's so many good names throughout
Prince
history.
Prince Amukamara.
Yeah, that could be another one.
I mean, he was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
If you are the Player of the Year in your conference, where there's linebacker, defensive lineman, DB. You didn't catch that, did you?
Mm-mm.
The defensive player of the year. Like, that's a big deal in your conference. I know we have to go to break. I'm letting that sit out there. You're still not getting it, are you?
I think I missed it.
That's all right. I feel good about it. Maybe nobody else in the world caught it, but I feel good about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. Hour two of the Adam Carriker Show when we come back.